So we've decided to take a little bit of a rest. We're sitting in front of, I think it's a Sherman tank. Phil, why is this here?
It was part of the invasion exercise, and it was actually a swimming tank.
Right.
It had a big flotation skirt around it and some propellers, and it was launched out at sea and propelled in by these propellers, but it unfortunately sank. Luckily, the people on board were saved, and for years it remained out in the bay, about 300 metres out in the bay, until a local chap decided he would remove it from the bay, drag it in, and erect it here as a memorial to the American soldiers who died in the exercises.
So could you actually see it out in the sea before?
No, they knew it was there. Fishermen had caught nets on it and this kind of thing.
Yeah.
They knew it was there.
It must have been an awful lot of work to get something so big out of the sea.
Ken Small was the man who did it all, a local hotel owner. He spent a lot of time and money getting the tank out of the sea and communicating with the American government about ownership of the tank. He had to pay them.
Yeah. A token amount that just proved it was his to be able to move, full stop.
In his book, he wrote a book called The Forgotten Dead. He's got letters between him and President Reagan saying how thankful President Reagan was that he'd done this thing and so on. Yeah.
No, I mean, considering it was underwater for so long, it's in remarkable good condition, obviously.
It's mainly because it's such thick metal. I mean, the steel at the front is, I think it's about 75 millimetres thick. And even the sides and back must be 30 millimetres or so. So it would take a long time to rust.
I mean, the Sherman tank, this was one of the more numerous kinds of tanks in the Second World War, wasn't it?
By the time of D-Day, half the tanks that we used in Normandy were Shermans. They were not really very good, to be honest. They were very reliable, very good engines, very reliable, mechanically sound. But they had an unfortunate propensity to burst into flame if they were hit by a shell from a German tank. And they were known colloquially as Tommy Cookers by the Germans, or Ronsons by the British, because they burst into flame like the lighter.
I mean, even without that, looking at the size of the area that the soldiers must have been in, it would be pretty horrific being in a battle situation in there.
Yeah, it's a little thing, isn't it? It's not even it's what they call a medium tank. It's quite a small tank compared with a lot of them. And it would have been very noisy, very uncomfortable inside.